Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Ultimate Teacher. The Ultimate Teacher. 1 Corinthians 1:21. It pleased God, through the foolishness of the message preached, that is the cross, to save those who believe. God takes the truth of the cross, which the world considers foolishness, and saves those who believe. But no one ever comes to see the truth of the cross on their own. It is the Holy Spirit that reveals God's truth in the gospel and then transforms the lives of those who believe. 1 Corinthians 2:4 goes on to say, And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Life-changing power. 1 Corinthians 2. In 1 Corinthians 2, Paul emphasizes very strongly that enlightenment is the Spirit's work. We only know God's truth because the Spirit has revealed it to us. 1 Corinthians 2:11 says, For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. No one knows the inner thoughts of a person except for the person, humanly speaking. So also with God. Only God knows his thoughts and his plans. In view in this context of 1 Corinthians is God's wise plan of salvation that centers in and connects with the truth of the cross. These are the things. Note the quote here. These are, quote, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. To know. God wants us to know these things, and he has prepared them for us. These are what God has revealed to us through his Spirit, and which are called the deep things of God. Verse 10. These are the things which have been freely given to us by God. Verse 12. And then verse 13 says, 1 Corinthians 2:13, These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing or combining spiritual things with spiritual. Emphasis mine. The Spirit's ministry is to take God's thoughts, verse 11, and communicate them to us in inspired words, in context, this is the idea of combining spiritual things, that is, God's thoughts, truths, with spiritual, God's words, brought out in 1 Corinthians 2:13b. How do you know what a person is thinking? Well, you know it by the fact that they express it to you in words. The same is true with God. We only know about his wise plan of salvation as found in the cross, because the Spirit has revealed it to us through the medium of words. Note two major connections regarding the Spirit's ministry in this passage. The Spirit's ministry is connected to words, that is in the inspired words of Scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:13. And the Spirit's ministry is connected to knowing. Note the emphasis on revealed, verse 10, knows, verse 11, know, verse 12, teaches, verse 13, judges, verse 15, the mind of the Lord, verse 16, and we have the mind of Christ, verse 16. Paul's emphasis is that we know by the Spirit, and the means by which we know is by the words which the Spirit teaches. Connecting the Spirit's ministry with words and with knowing is all important. Today, so many who call themselves Christian put the emphasis on subjective mysticism, knowing God's truth by looking inward at feelings, experience, imagination, visions, inner voices, etc., instead of making the objective Word of God the measurement of all things. This is the exact opposite of Paul's emphasis on the Spirit's ministry in connection with words and knowing. We know by the Spirit, and we know through the Word of God. When it comes to God's truth, we only know what we've been told, see the Bible, and we only know by way of the Holy Spirit revealing God's truth to us. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.